HSDW has seen three straight weeks of trying to execute on the field, but has come up just short as it lost to an undefeated Trainer team 26-25. The Vikings are looking to put themselves in a better position to continue to get better in Week 6. Head coach G.G. Harris is looking for his team to play every game like it is a playoff competition.
Yeah, no, we've definitely had a gauntlet here these last 3 weeks, but, you know, we're still really proud of what we're doing. Like you said, you know, we're coming up a little close and we're doing a lot of really nice things, but yeah, we've got to find ways to execute a little bit more consistently, when it matters most. And, we've got to find a way to get some more depth here. You know, we still got 3 weeks left of the season. You know, we're thinking that, you know, each week now is playoff week where we got to play one at a time and put ourselves in a position to keep playing football at the end of the season. So, we still like where we're at, but we know we got to continue to get better and find ways to win come down to crunch time.
Camden Sookup led HSCW in the passing game with 203 passing yards and threw for two touchdowns. The only problem in the game was the turnovers. Sookup threw three interceptions as the Vikings are going to continue to roll with them in the pocket, but slow the game down to help calm down their quarterback.
We got to get the game to slow down for him mentally a little bit, you know, and Trainer did a great job of, you know, taking our run game away with him and Luke. And that forces you to, you know, take what the defense gives you. And so we probably threw the ball a little bit more than we're accustomed to. And when you do that, you know, you're going to be put in some situations where you're not probably the most comfortable and or the most prepared. And so our job now is we got to get Cam just to slow the game down mentally a little bit. We got to crisp up our routes. We got to shore up our pass pro. And we need to be more prepared on our side to throw the ball if needed. I think the turnovers will take care of themselves there. You know, it's one of those things where maybe we're forcing some things, both Cam, but also just as the game was presenting itself. But, you know, we really like Cam. Cam's our guy. He's our quarterback, and we're going to continue to roll with him, and he's going to continue to get better each night out.
HSDW is looking to shake things up on their special teams as they gave up 111 kick return yards, 36 punt return yards, and two punt returns for touchdowns. The Vikings are going to have to continue with their offensive and defensive approaches as Coach Harris feels that the path that they are following is a right one at the end of the tunnel.
Well, we know we got to tighten some things up special teams wise. You know, that was definitely a factor in our last game. And that's been something probably we've been discussing here for a few weeks. And so, yeah, we're going to have to tighten that up. We might have to make some changes, whether that's changing some things schematically or if that's personnel. You know, and really defensively, we've been really, really pleased. We've done a really nice job on the defensive side of the ball. The biggest thing there is we want to create some depth so maybe we can be fresher on offense. And then offense, you know, same thing. I feel like, you know, we're doing a lot of really nice things, but we got to eliminate turnovers. We got to do a better job when we get in the red zone and stop shooting ourselves in the foot, putting ourselves behind the sticks. And so a lot of those things can be cleaned up and not necessarily have to be changing things, scheme or personnel, just changing our discipline, changing our daily habits. And we talk about the game of inches, right? The game of inches isn't won on Friday nights. It's one, you know, usually that Saturday through Thursday. And that's what our focus has been this week.
Charlie Lane was impressive in the last game defensively as he had 8.5 tackles and even one tackle for loss.
Yeah, I love hearing his name. That's a young man that was not projected to play probably a lot and definitely wasn't planning on playing some defensive line. And he's had a step up basically since week two. And he's been taking a majority of all the snaps on defense. And we're throwing a lot at him, and he's getting a lot of big bodies thrown at him, but he's doing a great job learning and getting better each week. We ask those guys to do their 111, do their job, and the more opportunities he gets, the better he's going to be. And so he just needs to continue to bring that effort and continue to bring that focus Tuesday and Wednesday of practice so he's ready to go on Fridays.
HSCW will be taking on a 1-4 Missouri Valley team that has also lost three games this season. The Big Reds rely on the rushing game of Ben Hansen as he rushed for 113 yards and three touchdowns versus Red Oak. This is a must-win game for HSDW.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, no, this is definitely a kind of a must-win, I guess you could say. We don't want to add pressure to us by any means, but we just know we got to hone in on some of those discipline plays. We don't want to beat ourselves. We got to go out there and beat Missouri Valley. And the first thing we got to do is we got to stop the run. They do a really good job of pounding the ball on offense, and they really keep your defense on the field for a long time. So got to stop the run, get them behind the sticks, force them to uncomfortable situations, and then defensively. They do what they do. They run a 4-4 cover 3. They'll blitz their backers. They trust their athletes, and they're always big and physical. So We know it's going to be a big physical game, but we're excited for the challenge, and we're looking to get things headed back in the right direction.
The Vikings will travel to Missouri Valley High School to take on the Big Runs under the lights with a 7 p.m. kickoff. I'm Zach Collins reporting.